From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters Friday that he has tripled the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media. Sessions said he and President Donald Trump condemned in the strongest terms the leaks.
No government can be effective when its leaders cannot discuss sensitive matters in confidence or talk freely in confidence with foreign leaders.
Meanwhile, the United States Senate has effectively blocked President Donald Trump from making any appointments while the lawmakers are on their August break. Senators took the action after Trump's recent criticism of the attorney general and sparked speculation that he might fire Sessions during the recess. President Trump, in a defiant speech at a West Virginia rally Thursday evening, called stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia a total fabrication. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, significantly stepping up the probe into Russian interference into the election. But the Associated Press's Chad Day says this is more of a procedural move.
This is kind of a procedural step, really, in the grand scheme of things, because he's going to use this grand jury to issue subpoenas and call witnesses as he continues investigation.
The president's special counsel, Ty Cobb, in a statement released, said the White House is committed to fully cooperating with Mr. Mueller. Martin Shkreli, the eccentric former pharmaceutical CEO notorious for a price-gouging scandal, was convicted Friday. A Brooklyn jury deliberated 5 days before finding Shkreli guilty on 3 of 8 counts. He had been charged with securities fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. This is VOA News. Venezuela's ruling party installed a new super assembly that supporters promise will pacify the country and critics fear will be a tool for imposing dictatorship. The Constitutional Assembly's first order of business was selecting its heads. Former Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez, a loyal follower of President Nicolas Maduro, got the post. His nomination was approved unanimously by the 545 delegates. At least 2 people were killed in an apparent car bombing on a major street in Somalia's capital late Friday. Miller Sega has the story.
Police said 2 pedestrians were killed in the blast in Mogadishu and 5 other people were hurt. The exact target was unknown. The blast came just hours after the U.S. military confirmed that a recent airstrike had killed a high-level al-Shabaab extremist commander blamed for deadly attacks in Mogadishu. Security forces had been on high alert after tip-offs of a possible attack by the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab. The Somalia-based terror group, the deadliest extremist group in Africa, often targets the capital with deadly bombings in high-profile areas such as hotels and military checkpoints. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The World Health Organization has started a campaign to provide anti-malaria drugs in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization reports it has provided anti-malaria drugs to nearly 900,000 children aged 3 months to 5 years out of a child population of 1.1 million in areas formerly held by Boko Haram militants. The director of WHO's Global Malaria Program, Pedro Alonso, tells VOA the agency has completed the first round of an emergency approach to quickly stop the disease from striking a fatal blow. He says the drug both clears the parasites that might already have invaded the child system and provides protection for the next 3 to 4 weeks. He says about 10,000 lives will be saved by providing anti-malaria drugs to the same 900,000 children every month until November, when the period of high transmission will be over. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah group has declared victory against Islamic insurgents in the border area between his country and Syria. Hassan Nasrallah says the next phase of the battle will take on the Islamic State group in the shared border area. Nasrallah's speech comes days after a joint Syrian Hezbollah offensive culminated in a negotiated deal that secured the release of Lebanese prisoners and the repatriation of thousands of Syrians, including hundreds of al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters, back to Syria. Nasrallah praised Iran's support for Hezbollah in the fight against the militants. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.